This is the DS1 ROX Tri-Gain Plus Modification, supplied by Monty Alums. Just wanted to do a quick recording of what the overall sound differences would be. Don't mind the guitar playing, just going for what the tone would sound like, not for an amazing player, because that I am not. Anyway, what you are about to hear now is a Les Paul Studio plugged into a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe, mic'd with a 57, going right into an M-Box to be recorded. So pretty straight up, no other effects or anything in the loop. The Les Paul will be played in the bridge position for all of these tests. Now that we've heard that, we are going to hear what it sounds like with the standard DS1 not modified. And the knobs on the pedal are set to 12 o'clock. Next, the modification has been finished, so we have three different sounds to hear. The first of which will be the LED circuit. And the knobs on the pedal are set to 12 o'clock. Next, we are about to hear the diode lift, which would be the middle position of the switch. And lastly, we have the two diode circuit, which would be the rectifier mod. Then I thought I would just throw in the Fender Hot Rod Deluxe's tube distortion sound. So this is a clean guitar without the pedal on, and just the gain about halfway up on the Hot Rod Deluxe. And surprisingly, it's very similar to the no diode circuit. I was very impressed. Well, that wraps it up. So thank you, Monty, for your modification. I am very happy with it and excited to use it in a live performance. Thank you.